Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The Bible says in James 1 and 14, each one is tempted. In other words, we're all tempted. We're tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived. Pornography is becoming one of the greatest threats to the family. It may take only one visit to an adult website to destroy you and your family. And let me just tell you the truth from the Word of God. Pornography and watching it is a sin. It is not God's will for your life. According to the Bible, it can keep you out of heaven. Now listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 28. Whoever looks at a woman or a man to lust for her or him has already committed adultery in his heart. If you're not watching out of lust, why are you watching those nude pictures? Oh, I never watch to become aroused. What are you, a doctor? Maybe a biologist or something? You see, God looks at the heart. He understands the motives of the heart. Don't you dare go to one of those websites, because they will entice you to become addicted, and doing so is a sin. You know, the Bible goes on to say, if your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. For it is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. These are Jesus' words. Sometimes what you see can become a sin in your life. Jesus was saying, get rid of anything and any person that causes you to sin. Some of you may need to unplug your computers and your laptops and get your wife, if you're married especially, or a close friend to put a password lock on different websites. We all need accountability in our lives, people. Listen, don't ever think you're so strong that you will never sin. We are all susceptible to temptation. And many times you need an accountability partner, especially when you recognize that you're weak in some areas in your life. Now, we're talking about pornography. Are you aware that it's become over a $12 billion business in the U.S. alone? I think worldwide it's $57 billion of revenue that is raised every year through pornography. More than all combined revenues of all professional football, baseball, and basketball franchises, or the combined revenues of ABC, CBS, and NBC. Think about that. A ChristianNet poll reported 50% of all Christian men and 20% of all Christian women are addicted to pornography. 60% of the women who answered the survey admitted to having significant struggles with lust. 40% admitted to being involved in sexual sin in the past year. A Promise Keepers survey at one of their stadium events revealed that over 50% of the men in attendance were involved with pornography within 1 week of attending the event. In Christianity Today, a survey stated that 33% of clergy admitted to having visited a sexually explicit website. This is clearly a subject we must talk about, especially as Christians, because we have been called to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is our example. Pornography is already affecting our children and the next generation. And maybe you're not aware of this. Let me give you some more stats. 90% of children ages 8 to 16 have viewed pornography online most while doing their homework. The average age of the first internet exposure to pornography is age 11. The largest consumer of internet pornography are young people between the ages of 12 and 17 years old. Now, you know, there is nothing that happens that you can't find in the Bible to warn you. There was a man after God's own heart. His name is David. He didn't say he was after God's own heart. God said he was. David was a good man. He loved God. But the Bible tells us one day he was tempted and he yielded to that temptation. In 2 Samuel chapter 11 and verse 2, it says, late one afternoon, David got out of the bed after taking a nap and went for a stroll on the roof of the palace. And as he looked out over the city, he noticed a woman of unusual beauty taking a bath. Now, David had a choice. He could have said, oh my goodness, and turned his head and walked back into his room. Instead, the Bible tells us that he noticed that she was not only a woman, but she was a beautiful woman, which means he was paying attention. Gentlemen, let me say something to you. It's all right to see an attractive woman, but don't take a second glance and a third and a fourth and a fifth. Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why shall I look upon a woman? Thank God for the beauty that he has given women. But men, we should respect God's creation the way God would have us to. Let the women say amen. Guys, you can if you'd like to. This is what David did. He sent someone to find out who she was. And so he was told she is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite. Right there, David should say, oh, she's beautiful, but she's married. Do you know, some men don't know when to stop. Christian men. Then David sent for her, and when she came to the palace, he slept with her. And then she returned home. But later, when Bathsheba discovered that she was pregnant, she sent a message to David to inform him. And like today, David tried to hide the affair. You know, people attempt to keep the secret of their unfaithfulness to their spouse. Finally, because he couldn't keep it a secret any longer, he had her husband killed in battle to try to fix the one-night stand that he had. After all, he was a man of God. After all, he was the king. There would have been a big to-do about the king sleeping with another man's wife when he already had so many wives. Well, the Bible tells us in 2 Samuel 11 and 26, when Bathsheba heard that her husband was dead, that she mourned for him, and when the period of mourning was over, David sent for her, brought her to the palace, and she became one of his wives. Very neat. Okay. We got that taken care of. It got a little messy along the way. I had to kill her husband. He died for the kingdom. It's okay. But now she's my wife. We'll make it all right. How many people try to fix their sins to make them right. David was king, so he could have it fixed. But listen to what the scripture says. Then she gave birth to a son, but the Lord was very displeased with what David had done. Listen, you can fool some of the people all of the time. You can't fool God any of the time. And when we sin, God is not pleased any of the time. You cannot appease God with blowing kisses, giving your tithes and your offerings, serving him, singing in the choir, deaconing, any of those things. Being a preacher, you cannot appease God. He wants you to live right. He wants you to live according to his word, and he expects it. The Bible says that Samuel said to Saul, God doesn't expect sacrifice, but God is looking for obedience. This is something we all have to understand. Listen, you can't work your way into heaven. Heaven is given through the blood of Jesus Christ dying for you, but it comes through your obedience to the word of God. That's how you're going to enter in.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi, everyone. This is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service, April 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us April 3rd for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then, join us Easter Sunday at 10 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now, let's get back into today's message.
Now, God sent the prophet Nathan to him because for 9 months, David never repented. You know, when you first sin, often you feel like, oh, I've done a terrible thing. But when you continue in sin or try to hide it, that conscience gets fainter and fainter. It's hard for you to face your sin, and you keep pushing it back to the back of your mind. But let me just say something to you. It never goes away. The offense never goes away between you and God. God, 9 months later, sends a prophet to David to deal with him. And in 2 Samuel 12 and 9, God said through this prophet, "Why have you despised the word of the Lord and done this horrible deed? For you have murdered Uriah and stolen his wife." Men, before you get involved with adultery, remember that it's someone else's wife you're playing with. Ladies, before you enter into adultery, remember that is someone else's husband. I was listening to a program the other day. It was one of those reality programs just passing through. And the person said to this individual, "Don't you care that that is another woman's husband?" She said, "Oh, I don't care. If he had respect for his wife, he wouldn't be sleeping with me. If he loved his wife, he doesn't love her. Because why would he be cheating on her right now?" People have totally lost respect for marriage. God went on to say, "From this time on, the sword will be a constant threat to your family because you have despised me by taking Uriah's wife to be your own." Now listen to how God responds to sin, folks. This is very critical for you to understand what I'm saying here. When you disobey God's word, he says, "Why do you despise me?" "Well, I love you, Lord." "No, you despise me." That's the truth. Because when we disobey God, we're showing him that we place very little value upon his word. and his will. He makes this point with David. And then he says, because you have done this, I will cause your own household to rebel against you. I will give your wives to another, and he will go to bed with them in public view. You did it in secret, but I will do this openly in the sight of all Israel. What we fail to confess to God in secret, God will expose openly to others. Hear me what I'm saying today. God gives us all an opportunity to repent secretly. It is not the will of God to expose your mess, the things that are going on in your life, especially as a Christian. Why? Because it's his reputation also, not just yours. You've gone out saying you're a Christian. You love God. You follow God. You're singing in the choir. You're preaching behind the pulpit. It's not God's will to expose you publicly. But my friend, if you refuse to repent, God will let the whole world know what you've done. And you've seen it happen in the news media over and over and over and over. The Catholic Church, we see it today, pointing all the way up to the top. People, not just the Catholic Church, all churches. Because when you don't repent in secret, God will expose it openly. Why? Because God is a God of righteousness and justice. He will not allow you to get away with anything. Now listen to what the Lord says. David first confessed to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Oh, about time. About time. 9 months later, yeah, I've sinned. Nathan replied, yes, but the Lord has forgiven you. But you won't die for this sin. Your child will. And listen to what it says in verse 14. But you have given the enemies of the Lord great opportunity to despise and blaspheme him. See, God's reputation is always connected to our success or failure, Christians. Realize that. However, the long-range effects of his sin affected his own children. Let me just give you a quick chronicle as I come to a close. His son Amnon raped his daughter Tamar. Wow. We're talking about sexual sin, and because of what David did, his son became a rapist. But he didn't go outside of the family. He went right to his sister and raped her. His own son, Absalom, then murdered his brother Amnon. They didn't go outside of the family shedding blood. No, right in the family, one brother killed the other brother. The next thing that happened, Absalom then attempted to overthrow his father's throne. He rebelled against his father. His father had to leave the city, leave the comforts of the palace to run for his life. Why? Because his own son was trying to kill him. Finally, his son Absalom was killed in battle. Now, I'm talking about his children. Any of you in here love your children? Would you want your children to pay for your mistakes? The Bible clearly shows us it will happen if we do not repent and walk away from our sins quickly. Now listen to a father's words of regret at this son's death. In 2 Samuel 18 and 33, it says, the king was overcome with emotion. He went up to his room over the gateway and burst into tears. And as he went, he cried, oh, my son, Absalom, oh, my son, Absalom, if only I could have died instead of you, oh, my son, Absalom. What do you think David was thinking about? His indiscretion. He knew what was happening to his family. His indiscretion sexually tore his family apart. Oh, please hear me today. People say, well, there's nothing wrong as long as it's between two consenting adults. Oh, you're wrong. It will affect your family. It will affect your children. Why engage in something that can destroy your home and touch your children? That's the deception of the heart. That's the seduction of the heart, because you only want to fulfill what you think is right to do at the time. If we fail to confront our sins, folks, in time God is going to expose it. And the worst thing is that these things will affect our families. People cry out and say, well, what am I going to do? Listen, we're all tempted. I have this opportunity to do this thing I know I'm not supposed to. My husband doesn't love me. This man is paying a lot of attention to me. My wife, she doesn't show me affection. This lady, oh my goodness, so much affection she is pouring out over me. My wife, she never tells me. She never honors me. She never tells me I'm a great guy. What am I to do? Talk to your spouse. Tell them what's in your heart. Tell them what's going on with you. Be transparent. Be open. And pray with them. Let God touch their hearts. Pray for them. Don't be driven into the arms of another person. Regardless of what's happening in your marriage, it's a trap. It's a trap to destroy you and to destroy your children. Oh, please hear me today. God is talking to someone today. Don't be driven out of your home into the arms of another, because it's a trap to destroy you, your family, and your children. But only the Holy Spirit can help you to live a righteous life, a holy life, because we all have temptations. That's the straight of it. But Romans 8 and 13 says, if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. Listen, folks, you will regret what you do. The Bible says you'll die. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, then you can live. Why? Because those who are led by the Holy Spirit of God, only they are truly the sons and the daughters of God. You need the Holy Spirit. Hear me. You need His help in your life. Some of you never share with your spouse the things that are going through your mind, the things that you're doing at night. You don't share with them how you go on the internet and visit these adult sites. You don't share with them the struggles of your life. It's time to be transparent and to be real, and to pray with each other. I'm talking to Christians. Most of the telephone calls that I have gotten to this church over our Soul Tie series were all Christians. People who said they love God and yet they find themselves in this situation. Hear me today, folks. There is a better way. The Holy Spirit can help you, and He wants to help you. Let Him help you, because this is the will of God for your life.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of The Power of the Resurrection. Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Hello, this is Pastor Steve Hill, and I want to thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. It is my sincere prayer that you will experience God's love, forgiveness, and healing. You can receive this by repeating this prayer, so join me. Father, forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Change me into a new creation. Thank you for saving me and changing my life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, then you've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And know this, that God loves you so much. And whatever you need, just call on Him and He'll answer your prayer. God bless you and keep on listening to A Place to Grow.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.